Well, after more than 11 years behind bars, Australian Jock Palfreyman has been released from a Bulgarian prison. The 32-year-old was convicted of the stabbing murder of a student in the Bulgarian capital of Sofia in 2007. He was sentenced to serve 20 years in prison, but was surprisingly released on parole this week. Europe correspondent Linton Besser has the latest.
Released from a Bulgarian prison after more than a decade behind bars, Jock Palfreyman took his first steps towards freedom. In the Bulgarian he's mastered while in jail, he thanked the prison's deputy director, Desilav Trykov, before being taken away in a police vehicle. Now 32, Palfreyman served 11 years and 8 months in prison for fatally stabbing Bulgarian student Andrei Monov in 2007. He always professed his innocence, claiming he was trying to help two homeless Roma men who were being attacked by drunken Bulgarian youths. Previous attempts to seek parole had failed, but Palfreyman was granted release by the Sofia Appellate Court on Thursday. From behind bars, Palfreyman became an advocate for fellow prisoners, establishing the Bulgarian Prisoners Rehabilitation Association. Earlier this year, Palfreyman went on a 33-day hunger strike to protest conditions. He previously claimed the jail's wardens would beat prisoners. But the ordeal isn't over yet. The 32-year-old has been moved to the Busmansi Immigration Detention Facility on the outskirts of Sofia while he waits for a new passport to be issued. After his transfer, Palfreyman's lawyer, Kalin Angelov, spoke with the press.
So how long will you have to wait for the passport to be ready?
I don't know.
And will he go straight back to Australia?
I don't know.
Does he want to go back to Australia?
No comment.
His release has been met with outrage domestically. The victim is the son of Risto Monov, a former member of the Bulgarian Parliament. Its current leader, Cornelia Ninova, described Palfreyman's release as a mockery and a shame. This is Linton Besser reporting for Saturday AM.